Whenever we read the Old Testament,
每次当我们读旧约的时候，
when we think about God,
然后我们来思想神，
we think of him as a father.
我们会觉得父就是神，有父神的形象。
That is because in the Old Testament, it does not clearly teach us the Trinity.
因为在旧约当中可能没有很明显的跟我们显示三位一体的神。
Although you can find it if you look carefully.
但是如果可能仔细去研究可能会看到这个三位一体的
神。But the term Father, Son, and Holy Spirit comes in the New Testament.
但是呢这个父神父子圣灵的这个三位一体在新约当中会更明显的发现。
And often Paul refers it to God, Lord, and Spirit.
那么在保罗当的书信当中经常提到是神主。
And so the term God in the New Testament is often referring to the Father.
那么在旧约当中讲到神都是讲父神比较多。
But when it comes to the Old Testament, when we see the term God, we automatically think it's the Father.
所以在旧约当我们看到这个神这个字眼的时候，我们就想到是父神的形象。
And that thinking has actually availed us from seeing something.Very important.
可能我们这个固有的这个思想呢，会让我们遮盖我们不会看到一些更深的一些含义在当中。
Today I want to show you the God of the Old Testament is Jesus.
今天我想给大家来讲讲关于旧约中的神，我们可以看到耶稣。
So that whenever you see the term God or Lord Yahweh, that's Jesus.
所以当我们看到神耶和华亚伟的时候，其实是来指耶稣。
Before I go into that, one thing you've got to understand is, with the Trinity, everything that the Trinity does, they do it together.
所以在我跟大家在讲之前呢，大家要明白这个三位一体的神呢，他们不管做什么，他们都是一起做的。
So, when the Bible talks about God creating the heavens and the earth, it is all three doing it.
当圣经讲说神创造天地万物、宇宙万物的时候，是这三位一体的神一起来。
And that's why sometimes for us it's confusing.
所以可能对我们来说，我们觉得很难理解，有困、有疑惑。
And that's why you find it very difficult to see Jesus in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约当中，我们很难看到耶稣的形象。
Because if you can see Jesus in the Old Testament, then you can preach the gospel without you don't even need the New Testament.
所以如果我们在旧约当中都可以看到圣子的形象的时候，
if you can lead someone to Christ using only the Old Testament.Then you know your Bible.
如果你用旧约都可以带人信主的话，那说明你对你的圣经真的是很知道了很清楚。
So let me repeat again. Let me repeat again.
我再说一遍。
Old Testament God is Jesus.
旧约当中所提到的神其实也是耶稣。
And so today I would like to show you why.
今天我会跟大家解释为什么会这样说。
Amen. Do you remember? Before we go into the scripture, do you remember the resurrection in Luke chapter 24, there was two disciples.
记得在路加福音二十三章讲到耶稣复活之后的事，他遇见了两个门徒。
And they didn't know what it was Jesus.
但是他们没有认出复活之后的主。
That is actually a picture of us not knowing it is Jesus.
就好像如今的我们在旧约当中没有看到耶稣的形象一样。
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣对他们做什么呢？
He went through the scriptures.
他用那个经文呢向他们解经。
And the Bible say he expounded upon Moses, prophets.
他用摩西和那些先知的那些。
And what did he say?
然后接着说什么？
The scripture concerning himself.
并且用说关乎耶稣自己的经文。
Now, did they have the New Testament then?
那个时候他们还没有新约，不是吗？
No, you only got the Old Testament.
那个时候只有旧约。
So Jesus himself says the Old Testament is all written about me.
所以耶稣自己都在说，在圣旧约当中所说的都是关乎耶稣自己。
That's why the devil hates it. He does not want you and me to know the Old Testament is all about Jesus.
所以这也是仇敌不想我们所知道，在旧约当中也有关于耶稣的事。
And I, in my own walk with God, this is actually one of the most important keys that you have to obtain.
这也是我认为我们作为基督徒很重要的掌握一个关键。
Because otherwise, your view of God is one of an angry God.
如果我们没有这样的一个看见的话，我们对旧约当中的神觉得是一
个
愤怒的神。
A God of law.
或是一个律法的神。
But when it comes to the New Testament, Jesus is so nice.
然后到新约当中，我们觉得哦，主耶稣很慈祥，很怜悯。
And important thing to understand is Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God for you and me.
我们非常重要知道耶稣是关乎神的一个完全的启示和彰显。
You should never see God as an angry God, as a warring God in that sense to you. But you should always see Jesus as your pastor, your shepherd, your brother, your Lord.
所以我们不光只是觉得神是一个愤怒的神、征战的神、一个很凶的神，我们要看耶稣他自己是一个牧者，他是安慰我们的人。
Because that is the revelation of God.
耶稣自己就是神本体的一个彰显。
Amen. That's the ultimate revelation of God.
这是关乎神的完全的一个启示。
The Old Testament is not a full revelation of God.
那么旧约呢还不是关乎神的一个全部的启示。
The New Testament, when they met Jesus, became the full revelation of God to man.
当在旧约当中耶稣的降生以后才是我们对人的一个神的完全的彰显。
Amen. So in your mind, you have to see God as Jesus.
所以在我们思想当中我们看神就是耶稣自己。
Because if you see him, then you understand God.
因为我们以这样的一个观点来看的时候我们可以完全的明白神
In Exodus chapter 33 Moses was pleading with God
摩西在神面前哭求
And Moses asked if God could show him his glory to him
摩西呢求耶和华神向他显明他的荣耀
In chapter 33 of Exodus verse 20 says But heYou cannot, God is saying, but he said, this is God saying, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live.
这里出埃及记的33章20节，这神说，你不能看见我的面，因为没有人看见我还可以存活。
So in other words, nobody can look at the face of God and live.
所以就是，换言之，就是人看见神的面的话，就不能存活。
The question is, whose face is that?
所以问题是谁的面呢?
And then, in the New Testament, John chapter 1 verse 18, it confirms that.
那么在约翰福音一章十八节,
It says, no one has seen God. No one has seen God, ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side.He has made him known.
约翰福音一章十八节讲，从来没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独一的儿子将他表明出来。
Now let's look at this carefully. No one, nobody.
这里说从来没有人
has ever seen God.
没有人见过神。
In other words, nobody in the Old Testament has ever seen God.
换言之，在旧约当中都没有人见过神的面。
But only God Himself.
只有神他自己。
Who's God? Who's that?
是谁呢?
Jesus.
就是他的儿子耶稣。
Who is at the Father's side?
是谁在父神的怀里呢?
He has made him known.
是神的儿子将父神表明出来。
So both the Old Testament and the New Testament confirms no one can see God's face and live.
所以旧约跟新约都向我们解明，没有人见了神的面还可以存活。
Correct?
对不对？
And yet, the Bible seems to contradict itself.
好像圣经似乎是矛盾的。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 11.
我们看出埃及记三十三章十一节。
Thus the Lord used to speak Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend.
这里耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话。
We have just read two verses, right? That no one can see God. No one has ever seen God. If they did, they would not live. And yet Moses speaks to God face to face like a friend.
是的，刚刚我们前面那个经文说，没有人可以见神的面，见了神的面就不得存活。但这里十一节讲说，摩西与神与耶和华是面对面说话。
面对面 is what mean?I'm looking at her talking as a friend.
就好像人与人之间，人跟朋友之间面对面这样说话一样。
You don't talk to your friend like that.
你不会背向你的朋友，背向面对背对你的朋友跟他说话，不是吗？
Face to face.
面对面。
So in other words, Moses has to be looking at the face of God.
所以摩西这里一定是看着耶和华神的面。
So why did he not die?
但是为什么他这里又没有死掉呢？为什么又没有死呢？
Then let's look at Exodus chapter 24 verse 9 to 10.
出埃及记二十四章九到十节。
Next one. Okay. Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel.
这里二十四章，出埃及记二十四章九节，这里说摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户以及以色列长老中的七十人都上去，他们看见了以色列的神。
So the 70 elders went up the Mount Sinai, and who did they see? They saw the God of Israel.
所以这个长七十个长老他们上了山，他们见了神的面。
Now according to the Bible, they should all be dead.
如果我们看刚刚三十三章二十二节讲的，如果他们见了神的面，就不得存活的
话，那么一定
都死了。
Not only did they not die, the next verse says, next verse please, next verse says, there was under his feet, it was a pavement of sapphire stones like the very heaven for clearness, and he did not lay his hand on the chief of men of the people of Israel. They beheld God.And ate and drank.
这里第十节说，在他的脚下仿佛有蓝宝石铺道，明镜如天。他不把手伸在以色列领袖的身上，他们瞻仰神，又吃又喝。
So not only did they see God's face, they actually had dinner.
所以他们不仅是见到了神的面，并且在神面前又吃又喝。
And while they were having dinner, they were looking at God.
他们想象他们在神面前吃喝的时候，他们也看见了瞻仰的神的容面。
But according to the Bible, they should have been dead.
但是如果按照刚刚我们读的第一个经文说，他们如果见了神的面，应该不得存活了。
According to John chapter 1, nobody has seen God, but they have.
但是约翰福音一章十八节讲说，没有人见过神的面。但是这里为什么又说他们既看见了神呢？
So is the Bible contradicting itself?
那么难道是神圣经本身互相矛盾吗？
No.
绝对不是的。
Because the one that they saw was not the Father.
因为他们所这里讲他们见到的神不是父神。
Because if you see the Father's face, you will not live.
因为如果你见了父的容面，你不得存活。
Because nobody has seen, John chapter 1 clarifies it, nobody has seen God the Father.
因为在约翰福音一章十八节清楚地表明，没有人看见过神。
But the one who's beside him, John chapter 1 also says he's God.
但是在父神怀里旁边的这位神的儿子
Who is that?
是谁呢
That's Jesus.
就是神子耶稣
So the 70 elders saw not the face of the Father but saw the face of Jesus.
所以我们可以理解说在这里这个七十个长老所看见的不是父神的面而是耶稣的面
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The one that Moses spoke face to face is who?
摩西面对面相交的那位是谁？相见的那位是谁呢
？It's Jesus.
是耶稣。
Jesus is the only face of God we can see.
耶稣是唯一在三位一体神当中我们所能见到的那位。
God before He made us has decided the one who's going to interact with us, the one that we're going to look at is Jesus.
所以神在创造我们之前他的主权当中决定的能与我们面对面交通的就是耶稣自己
Amen It makes sense right
如果这样讲
Now,
是不是说得通的呢
Just in case you think that I made it up
免得你认为我是自己编造出来的
I'll show you Jesus himself said it
我会让经文来证明耶稣自己说过这样的话
In John chapter 5 verse 46
约翰福音第五章四十六节
He says, if you believe Moses, you should believe me, for he wrote of me.
他说如果
Let me explain that.、Yeah.
他说如果你们信摩西也会信我因为他写过关于我的事
If you read the rest of this chapter, what Jesus was referring to is this. When Moses received the law, He received it from me.
所以如果你读整段章节的话，你会明白耶稣在指，如果摩西他当时领受的是从耶稣那边领受的。
So the God that appeared in Mount Sinai, the one in fire, the one in thunder, was Jesus.
所以在西奈山摩西去面见的那一位领受律法的那个是从耶稣那边所领受的，在火当中。
Because that's what chapter 5 is talking about.
这也是约翰福音五章这里耶稣他所说的意思。
What Moses wrote down,He wrote it of me because I gave it to him.
因为摩西在西奈山所写下来的，他所记下来是从耶稣里面领受关乎耶稣的事。
Amen. And if you're still not convinced, we look at John chapter 8, verse 56.
如果你还不信服，我们看约翰福音八章五十六节。
He says, "Your father Abraham."Rejoiced, for he would see my day. He saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，他看见了就快乐。
So when did Abraham saw it?
所以亚伯拉罕什么时候看见的呢？
In Genesis chapter 18, there were three men that came down, and two of them were angels.And one of them, Abraham said, Lord.
这里其实要追溯到在创世纪十八章，当亚伯拉罕见到三个使者，其中两个其实是天使，那么另外一个亚伯拉罕称主。
Yahweh.
他说 Yahweh 神的意思。
What did they do? He spoke to the Lord and he had dinner.
那个时候亚伯拉罕见到这三个使者做什么呢？他跟他们面对面说话，并且给他们一起吃了午餐。
That's in Genesis chapter 18.
在创世纪十八章。
And it was there.That the Lord spoke to Abraham about his future.
所以在那里主神在那里对亚伯拉罕讲了关乎他将来的日子。
So Abraham saw God face to face.
所以那个时候亚伯拉罕与神面对面交谈。
And so Abraham, so Jesus is referring to that event.
所以耶稣就在指那个时候在创世纪十八章所见到的亚伯拉罕的经历。
That's why the Pharisees say, "You're not even 30 years old. How can you say all these things?" Yes.
因为法利赛人说你都还不到三十岁，为什么你会这样说呢
？He can because that was him.
他可以这样说，因为在很久以前他就
存在了。He is the one that met Abraham. He is the one that had dinner with Abraham.
因为耶稣是那一位与亚伯拉罕面对面说话又吃又喝的那一位。
That's why he said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced."
所以他说，你的父亲、你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢喜快乐。
That he would see my day.
因为他与我看见了。
And guess what? He saw it.
是因为亚伯拉罕看见了。
Because he was looking at him. Looking at Jesus.
是因为亚伯拉罕亲眼看见了耶稣。
And was glad.
然后他还很欢喜快乐。
Hallelujah. And if you still don't believe it,
如果你还不信服的话
let's look at John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音十二章
verse 41.
四十一节。
Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory, that's Jesus' glory, and spoke of him.
约翰福音十二章四十一节说：“以赛亚已经看见了他的荣耀，谁的荣耀？耶稣的荣耀。”
所以，Jesus is saying, "When Isaiah saw God in Isaiah 6, the high and lifted up God, he saw me."
所以在以赛亚书第六章这里，以赛亚说：“我看见了那至高的神的时候，其实是看见了耶稣。”
Because why? In verse 40, he quoted Isaiah chapter 6.
因为他在约翰福音十二章这里是引用了以赛亚书第六章的经文。
Amen. Notice Jesus selected, sorry, notice John selected three very important figures, not randomly. He selected who? Abraham, Moses, and Isaiah as three examples.
所以在约翰福音当中，约翰他引用的三个经文的出处关乎摩西。亚伯拉罕还有以赛亚这先知都不是偶然的。
Why is that important?
为什么很重要呢
？Because these three figures represents the Old Testament.
因为这三个人物呢，都代表了整个旧约。
If you want to think about a prophet, you think about Isaiah.
如果你想到旧约的先知，想到以赛亚。
You think about Moses, the law.
你想到律法是关乎摩西的。
You think about Abraham, the father of the covenant.
所以想到亚伯拉罕是关于他们所有那个以色列他们的祖宗他们的祖先。
Jesus told his crowd, all three saw me.
所以耶稣对所有那些门徒跟随他的人说，这三个人我都亲自见过我。
He's referring Old Testament.
所以这三个人物都代表了旧约的一切。
To the scriptures that we thought.They were talking to the Father.
所以在那个经文当中，我们以为是在指关乎神父神。
If you really don't believe me, let me give you one more scripture. It will kill the whole thing.
如果你还是不相信我的话，我再给你看一个经文，那让你信服。
You can only see it in the New Standard, the English Standard Version.
那么只有在 English Standard 这个版本当中才可以看到这一
点。In other translation, you can't see it, but it doesn't change the meaning.
但是可能其他的译本当中你看不到那个我要讲明那个点。
And believe it or not, it is in your favorite book, Jude.
可能是大家最喜欢的一本书，犹大书。
Because the reason why it's a favorite book.
是最短的。
It's the shortest book.
可能你最喜欢的一本书，因为是最短的一本书。
Amen. Hallelujah.You can read it quickly. I read the whole book today.
好像你觉得说很快就把整本书可以读完了，是不是
？So it's in Jude 5.
犹大书第五章。哎，那第一章。
Jude 5.
第一章五节。
对，那第五节，对，没有章，第五节。
Okay.
You don't even get chapters.
这个它真的只有一章，所以我们都不用解章节。
Now, it says, Now I want to remind you, although you once knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who did not believe.
Wow, 这里说这一切的事你们虽然知道，我却仍要提醒你们，从前主耶稣。从一次就救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来却把那些不信的灭绝了。
Other translations say the Lord, Kyrios, which still means Jesus, still means the Lord. The way you use in the New Testament, when you use the term the Lord, it means Jesus.
因为其实，在其他版本也说，从前主救了他的百姓。其实，在旧约当中，我们讲到主就是指耶稣。
But in some manuscripts, it actually uses the word Jesus.
但是其实有些那些版本当中真的就直接讲耶稣。
That's why I had to add it into the Chinese.
所以这里我把那个括号加进去。
In your Chinese Bible, you look at the footnote. It says some manuscripts says Jesus.
可能在我们圣经当中中文版他们有一个有个引注。
All this time,
标注说是从
you thought it was the father who judged Pharaoh and led the Israel out of Egypt.
可能我们一直以来的认为就是父神在审判埃及人和法老，但是其实这里看说是耶稣做的这个事。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is God, and He is the one.That we should know.
耶稣也是神自己，他是我们应该来切切来认识的那一位。
That's why the Father remains invisible.
这为什么父神好像是没有人见过他的面
？I don't know whether Josephine realized she just quoted my main scripture today.
Josephine 今天在敬拜的时候
，Yes，
其实引用了
，and almost ruined my sermon.
今天他引用了牧师今天讲到的最重要的一个经文。
She quoted Colossians.
他引用了哥罗西书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 15. He, being Jesus, is the image of who? The invisible Father, the invisible God. The firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven.And on earth,
哥罗西书一章十五节里说，爱子是那看不见的神之像，是首生的，是在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是在他里面造的，无论是天上的、地上的，都能看见的和不能看见的。
And all this time, you thought Genesis saying, in the beginning was God created heaven and earth as the Father. According to Colossians, who created the heavens and the earth?
耶稣。所以可能我们在读创世纪的时候，在宇宙万物创造一切，我们就是父神创造一切。但是哥罗西书这里讲着，是爱子，是耶稣创造了万有。
Amen. So who created the heavens and the earth?
是谁创造天地万物呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Amen. So God, the Father, has decided to create man.
是父神决定要创造人类。
Together with the Son and the Holy Spirit.
与爱子和圣灵一起来做这创
造的事。They decided to create man. That they decided, the Trinity decided to create man.
是这个三位一体的神决定来创造人类。
But it has always been the Lord Jesus is the one.
但是是子耶稣他来做成这件事的。
That he is the one that's going to talk to man.
他是那个 与人面对面讲话的那一位
Fellowship with man.
与人交通的那一位
So who is the one walking in the garden of Eden?
所以是谁走在伊甸园的园子里呢
Jesus.
是我们的主耶稣
That's why John chapter 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word, it was God.
所以在约翰福音一章讲说创世、太初有道道哦，在太初有道，道就是神。
The only difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is that in the New Testament, Jesus became visible.
所以新约
in the flesh.
所以新约旧约完不同的就是在新约当中，这个耶稣他成为我们肉眼可以看到的神。
And that he became man.
他成为了人的样式。
In order to save us.
是为了来拯救我们。
But before he became man, it was always him in the Old Testament talking to Adam, speaking to Abraham, talking to Moses, leading them out of Egypt.
所以在他成为道成肉身之前，在旧约当中所有的情况当中，在伊甸园当中与摩西讲话，与亚伯拉罕讲话，跟所有先知讲话，都是耶稣他自己。
When John saw Jesus in the book of Revelation, he was fire.
当老约翰在启示录当中看见的异象，见到主的时候是火。
When Moses went up to the Mount Sinai, what did he see? He saw fire coming down.
当摩西去到西奈山去面见神的时候，他看到的也是火焰。
Jesus is fire.
耶稣也是火，烈火。
Hallelujah. Jesus is mighty.
他是大能的神。
Because he is the Old Testament God.
他也是那在旧约当中的神。
Because the Trinity has decided that to set to that Jesus will be the face, the communicator, the brother, the one that we should know.
所以就是这三位一体的神决定了子是那一位来负责与我们面对面沟通团契的传达的。
He is the one.That's going to make the Father who is invisible, visible.
他是那个让那个不能见的神变为可见的神。
Who people cannot approach the Father because if they did, they would die.
他是让那个我们不能面见父神，让我们变为可能。
But through Jesus, it was possible.
但是借着子耶稣，让这个不可能的变为可能。
Hallelujah. Amen.It was possible for Moses to speak to him face to face.
所以让以致摩西有可以存活着去面对神说话。
And that's why when you read the Old Testament and you begin to read it through the lenses of Jesus, you begin to understand God far better.
所以如果你带着从耶稣的这个视角来读旧约的时候，你会更清楚地来认识神。
You begin to be able to find the footprints of Jesus from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
所以你可以从创世纪到启示录都可以发现耶稣的脚足迹。
It's always been him.
一直都是他。
He created the heavens and the earth.
他创造了宇宙万物。
And he took responsibility.
他也承担了所有的责任。
And he is the one who put himself on the cross.
他也是他让自己走上十字架。
Amen. So that through him, God can become visible to us.
所以借着他，因着他，那看不见的神可以来向我们显明
出来。And through him,
借着他，
He will send us the Holy Spirit.
我们可以领受圣灵住在我们的里面。
You see, when we see Jesus, we will see the Father and we will see the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们看见了耶稣的时候，我们也看见了父神，我们也看见了圣灵。
Because God has determined to reveal the Trinity to us through Jesus.
因为父神他们这个三位一体的神决定了借着耶稣来把这个看不见的神来向我们显明。
The more we get this concept into our minds, the more it will enrich your own walk with God. Because now you realize, I am walking with Jesus.
所以如果我们对这个理念有 更加明确的一个认知的时候，我们会更加清楚我们跟神的这个与神同行的这个过程。
Even when you are experiencing the Holy Spirit is determined to manifest Jesus with you, to you.
所以就是圣灵已经决定要向我们显明的是耶稣自己。
The Holy Spirit who walks alongside you, He is manifesting the incarnate, the Jesus,As a man to you.
所以这个与我们每日我们同行的圣灵，他的目的是向我们显明在我们看肉眼看不见的耶稣作为人的一个形象。
Amen. So that through the Holy Spirit,
所以借着圣灵，
as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit,
当我们跟圣灵团契的时候，
He's speaking to you as Christ.
他是好像以基督的身份，这个人的身份来对我们说话。
Amen.Bit strange, but it works.
好像听起来很奇怪，但是是确实是这样子的。
So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, it is the voice of the Jesus speaking to you.
所以圣灵在对我们说话的，对我们的灵说话的时候，是基督耶稣作为这个人的形象来对我们说话。
When He comforts you, it is Jesus comforting you.
他来安慰我们的时候，是耶稣在安慰我们。
That's why Jesus said, "Like me."
所以
I'm sending the one, the Holy Spirit, who is like me.
所以耶稣说，我所要赐给你们那一位是像我一样的。
Yeah, like me means is him.
所以像我其实就是我自己，就是我。
It's just that through the Holy Spirit, Christ, who is on the throne, can also at the same time be with us.
所以就是借着圣灵，那位深入高天坐在宝座上的我们的主，同时也可以住在我们的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
When I get asked, why did Jesus have to be ascended?
当有人问我为什么主要升入高天呢？
Jesus ascends so that he can be nearer to us.
他升入高天是为了可以降下圣灵来与我们更亲近。
Because through the Holy Spirit, he's with us all.
因为借着圣灵，他才可以给我们每个人同在。
Amen. Jesus manifests the invisible God. He manifests the invisible God.
耶稣把这个看不见的神向我们亲自的彰显显明出来。
We cannot go near the Father. We cannot touch the Father. We cannot see the Father.
我们不能靠近父神，我们不能亲近他，我们不能与他面对面。
But in the wisdom of the Trinity, through Jesus, we see the Father.
但是在这个三位一体神的大智慧当中，借着耶稣，我们可以看见这位神。
Through Jesus, the Holy Spirit gets poured out.
借着耶稣，圣灵降临在我们当中。
That's why the Holy Spirit wants to glorify Jesus to you.
所以圣灵要的目的是为了荣耀耶稣。
Because by doing that, you get to know Him, the Holy Spirit.
因为这样我们可以认识圣灵。
That's why the gospel is about who Jesus is.
所以我们的福音就是关乎谁是耶稣。
And one of the revelation is Jesus is the God of the Old Testament.
所以其中一个启示是耶稣也是旧约当中的神。
Brothers and sisters, that's why you can't throw away your Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们不能废弃了旧约？
Because it's about Jesus.
因为整个旧约也是关乎我们的耶稣基督。
He himself said it several times.
他自己说了几次这样的话。
Moses, the prophets, the Psalms speak about me.
他说摩西的律法先知的预言诗篇当中都讲的是关乎我的事。
Moses wrote about me because I gave him the words.
摩西讲的是关乎我的事，因为是我自己亲自把这律法赐给
了。 Abraham saw it because I had dinner with him.
亚伯拉罕也看见了我，因为我跟他面对面吃喝了。
Isaiah saw me.
以赛亚先知看见的也是我。
Amen. Hallelujah. And then finally, we read in John chapter 14, verse 9.
约翰福音十四章九节。
He says, Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father?
约翰福音十四章九节，耶稣对他说：腓力，我与你们在一起这么久了，你还不认识我吗？看见我的就是看见的父，你怎么还说将父显给我们看呢？
You are looking at the very God that Adam was looking at.
你所在你面前所看见的这位神，就是在亚当时代所见的那位。
You're looking at the God who was walking in the garden.
你所见到的是在伊甸园与亚当同行的神。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, when we begin to understand this,
弟兄姊妹，当我们开始去有在这个方面有看见的时候，
that Jesus, no wonder, he is the perfect image of God.
所以耶稣是神本体的真相。
Because he is God.
因为他自己就是神。
And through him we see the Father.
因为借着他把那位看不见的父神所彰显出来了。
And through him we receive the Holy Spirit.
借着我们的主，我们领受的圣灵内住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit manifests himself just like as though he is Jesus. He manifests Jesus to you and me.
所以圣灵又把这位完全的耶稣，把耶稣又完完全全的向我们显明出来。
Although the Old Testament revealed God,
虽然在旧约当中提到是神，
it is through Jesus that we see the perfect revelation of who God is.
但是借着基督，我们有完全的一个很完美的一个启示。
Amen. That's why all this misunderstanding about the angry God and the warring God in the Old Testament, when he became the flesh, suddenly he's nothing like that.
所以当我们在旧约当中，我们认识的那个好像征战的神、愤怒的神、恼怒的神，好像去到肉变成新约旧肉体当中，他就好像变成不一样了。
What did we see in the New Testament?
那我们在旧约当中看到是新约当中看到的是什么？
Jesus was a very forgiving God.
耶稣是一个好像蛮有饶恕的神。
He's a loving God.
他是充满慈爱的神。
A God who will sacrifice himself for you and me.
一个为了我们来舍命的神。
Amen. But sometimes when we misunderstand, we dwell upon that partial image of God in the Old Testament and say, no, I better not approach him because he's going to be angry with me. Because the Father's really angry with me.
所以如果我们对这个见解没有完全的认识，有误解的话，那么我们可能就觉得说，父有这个很让人不能轻易靠近的那一面。
If Jesus is forgiving and gentle and loving, what do you think the Father is like?
如果你觉得耶稣是很温柔、良善和是饶恕人的，那么父的形象是什么呢？
That's why he's called the Father.
所以就是有父的形象和样式。
Have you ever wondered?Why the Trinity chose Jesus to be the face of God for us?
有没有人想过为什么三位一体的神会选择子耶稣来代表他们呢？
You see, only the Jesus who's crucified, resurrected in the flesh is the. Why do we need to focus on that Jesus?
为什么我们要专注那个为我们钉十字架被埋葬的那个？
Why can't we go through Christianity just fully focus on the Holy Spirit because we are Pentecostals?
为什么我们基督徒我们不只是专注圣灵，因为我们是灵恩派的？
Why can't we just fully concentrate on the Father because we are Orthodox?
或者说东正教就是我们专注父神就好了。
Why? Why is it that God needs you and me to focus on Jesus?
为什么神想让我们专注在子耶稣身上呢？
Because there's something that Jesus has.
是耶稣所是他所拥有的一个特质。
Not only has he become a man like us.
他不光道成肉身成为我们人的样式。
There is something far more precious than that.
有一个远超乎这个一个很珍贵的东西。
He is called the Son.
他被称为爱子。
Amen.
神的儿子。
Through him, we can be adopted into the family of God. Because if he is the son, I can also be a son.
因为他是神的儿子，因着他的缘故，我们一起被领养到进入到神的家，成为神的儿女。
If we are adopted to the Holy Spirit, we're all going to become Holy Spirit.
如果我们借着圣灵被领养，可能我们就都成为圣灵的样式。
If we are all adopted to the Father, we all become Father.
如果我们借着父被领养进到神的家，那我们可能都是父的样式。
Why does Jesus have to be our Savior?
为什么耶稣要成为我们的救主？
Because He is the Son.
因为他是子，圣子。
Him dying for us,
他为我们死。
Not only give us a new covenant,
不仅给我们一个新的盟约。
But that covenant give us a new status.
这个新的约给我们一个新的身份。
What status is that?
这个身份是什么呢？
That we can be like him.
是我们可以效仿他，成为他的样式。
If he is the son of the Father, we can also be sons of God.
如果他是神的儿子，那么我们因着他也成为神家的儿子。
Because he's adopted us. Who's adopting us? He's adopting us into his own family.
是神把我们众子们领养进入到神的家。
So that his father is now our father.
所以他的父也成为你我的父。
His Holy Spirit is now our Holy Spirit.
他那么一起的圣灵也成为我们的圣灵。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yet he took the image of a man and made it one with God.
然后他成为人的样式与神合。
And so he took us. Took us.
所以他也
带着我们。The image of man.
他领了受了人的样式。
And made it one with God.
让我们与神和好。
Into his family.
让我们与神合一，成为神家的一部分。
Isn't it fantastic?
是不是很奇妙？
We thought Christianity was just it. We didn't realize, wow, there is a divine nature in us.
所以可能我们觉得基督徒可能就只是这么简单，但是因为耶稣做的，我们有神的神性在我们里
面。Christ has not only restored the image of God in us, he adopted us into the family of God.
他不光恢复了神的样式在我们里面，并且把我们领养进入到神的家。
Amen. That's why the angels.Are lower than us now.
所以现在天使都比我们低的。
Because God has not adopted the angels, they adopted us.
因为神没有领养那些天使进入神的家，是领养了我们成为神家的孩子。
And that's why we can call him Abba, Father.
所以我们的灵叫我们印证说，我们要呼求他阿爸天父。
It should be better for Chinese people.
所以对于我们中国人可能很容易这样
做。See for English people, Abba, Father, it doesn't mean much, but Abba.
爸，所以对我们中国人说，可能我们叫这么称呼爸爸很顺口了，所以我们称我们的父神阿爸父的时候，就是很亲切。
阿爸，
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 阿爸，阿爸，阿爸。
You see, when I believe when Paul wrote it, thinking lots of Chinese people, Abba.
可能保罗写的是哦，可能中国人读这个会非常顺口。
Do you see the Chinese language actually translate even closer to the Greek Abba?
好像中文我们的翻译比那个希腊文的翻译好像很更接近准确一
点。Abba means 爸爸，
就是我们中文叫爸爸，很亲切。
There's intimacy, there's relationship.
是一种昵称，很亲切、很亲密的那种关系。
Through Jesus, that's why when we focus on Jesus.We see the invisible God, the Father, and we call him Abba.
所以我们专注耶稣的时候，我们会看见这位看不见的神。
That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
Whose throne?
谁的宝座呢？
Christ.
基督的宝座。
The one who's sitting on the throne.
坐在宝座上的那一位。
Through him, we will receive the mercies of the Father God.
所以借着耶稣我们可以得怜悯蒙恩惠。
And that is why in our lifetime we must spend time studying about who Jesus is.
所以我们要一生的时间，花尽我们一生的时间来研读关乎基督的一切。
Beginning from today when you read the Old Testament again.
从今天开始当我们再读旧约的时候。
When it says in the beginning.
当说创世之前。
God made the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们想到的其实是我们的耶稣做成这一切。
Amen.
Amen.
When he called Adam.
当他来在那个园中呼叫亚当的时候
That's the Lord calling.
是我们的主在呼叫他
It is not wrong to think of it as the Father calling or the Holy Spirit calling because as I say, the Trinity are one.
可能就是如果我们想成是父神或者圣灵来呼叫他们其实也没有错因为这个三位一体他们是一起的神
It is not wrong to think of God, the Father, creating the heavens and the earth. This is not wrong.
那如果我们觉得是父神来创造天地，其实也没有错。
But God wants you to focus on His Son.
但是父神让我们专注在子上面。
The one who was crucified.
是那个为我们钉十字架的。
Amen.
主。
Let's pray.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we glorify Your name.
主啊，我们来荣耀你。
Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Help us to see You in the Scriptures.
让我们在每段经文当中来亲自的见到你。
Help us to know who You are.
让我们来真正的认识你的身，你是谁
？Help us to gaze and behold your lovely face.
让我们来专注你那荣美的形象。
One of intimacy, one of joy, one of peace.
你的在你的平安、喜乐，还有与你的亲密当中。
Lord, we want to enter into your presence.
我们想进入到你的同在当中。
Without fear,
坦然无惧的。
Father, we want to fellowship with you.
父，我们想与你交通。
And I thank you that you, that through Jesus Christ we can.
感谢父神，因为借着耶稣基督，让我们有可能的与我们的父来相交。
And that is why today, Lord, when we can pray, Father God.
所以今天我们来称呼我们的父神天父阿爸。
And that we have that relationship with you.
我们可以与你有这样亲密的关系。
Because of Jesus.
因为子耶稣，主耶稣。
Holy Spirit, thank you for being with us.
亲爱的圣灵，谢谢你与我们同在。
Because of Jesus,
因为耶稣
you are with us.
你今天与我们同在，住在我们
里面。So I thank you for the God of the Old Testament.
谢谢在旧约当中的神。
Who is the same God of the New Testament.
和在新约当中的神是同一位。
And we glorify your name.
我们来荣耀你的名。
We glorify your name.
我们来荣耀你的名。
We are worshiping the same God as Isaiah did.
我们所今天所敬拜的这一位神，跟以赛亚时代的神是同一位。
Same God who met Moses on the Mount of Sinai.
是同一位在西奈山与摩西面对面的那一位神。
Same God who wrestled with Jacob.
是跟雅各来相交摔跤的那位神。
The same God who walked with Abraham.
同一位跟亚伯拉罕同行。
So Lord Jesus Christ, today we want to glorify you because you are eternal.
主耶稣，我们今天要来荣耀你的名，你是那位永恒的神。
And we are in awe.
我们真的是来尊你为大。
That you became a man.
主，你道成肉身，成为人的样式。
That you can make God visible.
以致你将那看不见的神显明出来。
That we can touch you.
今天我们可以亲自的触摸你。
We can hear you.
我们可以听见你的声音。
That you can touch us.
你同样来触摸我们。
That you can talk to us.
你可以来与我们面对面的交谈。
Lord, I just pray for our church and everyone online.
主为我们的教会，包括我们在网上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
May our fellowship with you become more, even more intimate.
主愿我们与你的交通变得越来越亲近。
Now we know what you have done.
主，我们知道，我们今天知道认。明白了你所做的一切。
So we want to glorify you, Jesus.
主，我们来真正大大的荣耀你的名。
We want to glorify you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们要来荣耀你的名。
For you are our God.
因为你就是我们的神。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
Hallelujah. 让我们站立起来。
有一位神，有全能创造宇宙万物，也有温柔。深深安慰受伤的有一位神有权柄审判一切罪恶也有慈悲体贴仁义的人有一位 Worthy is your name. your name.
Worthy is your name.
Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus.
父, 为你的爱子, 我们献上感恩,
because it is through Him,
因为借着他,
you have made all things.
让一切,
it is through Him,
因为借着他,
that you have adopted us into your family.
你才可以将我们所有众子们,
that's why today, Father, we love you.
父, 我们爱你,
a God that cannot be approached. You made yourself approachable.
主, 那个让我们不能与你亲近的神, 借着你的耶稣, 让我们可以做到。
We can approach through Jesus.
我们可以借着耶稣来与你亲近。
That you could cleanse our sins through your Son.
你借着耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
And that you can be with us through the Holy Spirit because of your Son.
因为你的
So today, O God, we as a congregation will be obedient to you.
主, 我们今天成为你的子民, 我们愿意来顺服你。
And that you command us to exalt your Son.
你来命令我们要高举耶稣的名。
We will be obedient to glorify your Son.
主, 我们在顺服当中, 我们要来高举耶稣你的名。
And to make him precious in our lives.
在我们生命当中,
now we understand what it means, O God, when you gave us your very best.
主父啊,
it is through him
因为是借着他,
that you came to us,
你可以来到我们的当中,
that you made us,
你可以,
that you created us.
因为今天耶稣,
it is through him that you rescued us.
因为借着耶稣你拯救了我们。
That's why today, O God, as a congregation, we can truly love you, Father.
所以今天我们作为你的儿女，我们可以来真正的爱你。
Because you've given us a way.
因为你赐给了我们。
You gave us a way to do it. To love you, Lord.
因为你让我们，给我们一个方法，给我们一个道路来爱你，来亲近你。
And that's why Jesus is the way.
所以耶稣你就是那个道路。
He is the door.
你是那扇门。
Now we know, Lord.
所以主啊，现在我们知道了，我们明白了。
That way is to you, Father.
那个道路就是你自己。
And that door is to you.
那个门也是借着你的那扇门。
So we love you, Father.
父啊，我们爱你。
We love you, Father.
我们爱你，天父。
Every time when we call upon you, Father.
每次我们来呼求你的时候,
you point to your Son.
你都指向你的爱子。
You say to us, glorify him.
然后你对我们说, 我们要来荣耀他。
Love my Son.
来爱我的儿子,
love
耶稣。
The one who is always with you.
你要爱那个一直与你们同在的那一位。
Love the one who is on the throne.
我们要爱那个坐在宝座上的那一位。
Love your King.
要爱我们的君王,
Father, thank you.
父神, 我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord. We can truly call you Abba.
今天我们可以真正来呼求你, Abba, 天父。
Because we now know your heart.
因为我们明白了你的心意。
that you gave your very best.
你把你最好最宝贵的给了我们。
And we as SCC will be obedient to you.
我们 SCC 救恩会的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们要顺服你的旨意。
That we will glorify your Son.
我们要大大来荣耀耶稣基督。
We will exalt him.
我们要来在我们当中高举耶稣基督。
We will make him our King.
我们要让他成为我们的王。
Our Lord and Savior.
我们的主和我们的救主。
Our Eternal God.
我们永恒的神
Thank you Jesus
谢谢你耶稣
Holy Spirit we ask you
圣灵我们祈求
Teach us about Jesus
来教导我们更多的认识我们的主
Speak to us about Jesus
来对我们讲更多关于耶稣的事
Enlarge our hearts for Jesus
来扩张我们的心来更多的爱我们的主
Holy Spirit help us
圣灵，求你来帮助我们。
Help us to put down our pride.
帮助我们来放下我们的骄傲。
To let go of our sins.
来放手我们一切的过犯。
That we may behold the lovely face of Jesus.
让我们可以完全来降服于你，来承受神你的面。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢主，谢谢圣灵。
I ask you to bless every family.
主，我们求你祝福你的每一个家庭。
Bless every person.
来祝福每一个肢体。
Holy Spirit, bless us all.
圣灵祝福我们每一个人。
That we may be enriched.
让我们在你里面得丰富。
That we may see the goodness of God.
让我们可以亲眼见到主你的良善。
Every day in our lives.
在我们生命的每一天。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated today. If you need prayer, come forward.
Amen. 大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，请到前面。神祝福大家。